So let's get everyone's unified field going by command code. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate the unified field. And if you would allow your unified field to expand in all directions, gently touching the unified field of the person next to you, in front of you, behind you, creating a single unified field of incredible beauty and power. Now, please allow your collective unified field to rise over the earth, floating up and then rising over the earth. We are moving to the Middle East today. Things are heating up there again. As you know, we have several nested grids already placed in the area. We have one around southern Lebanon at the moment. We're going to start there. So please allow your collective unified field to settle gently around that nested grid. We ask that the peace angels of the name merge into our unified field. We ask that all devas, nature, spirits, and elementals in the area merge in. We ask that all planetary service workers all over the planet, but especially in the area, merge with us. Now you can feel the power level really ramping up. Stand by for a transmission of the healing rays of the turquoise. And of the silver ray of grace, feeling it suffuse your collective unified field and then charging up the nested grids that you are holding within that unified field, filling it with the silver ray of grace, with the turquoise of healing on all spectra. And now we call upon the energy of divine liberation. And civil council representatives will be working through your unified field as well, Kuan Yin and some others, to help those who have been traumatized by the events in the region to heal. If they've been injured physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually wounded by being involved in these events. Now, the fuchsia ray of unity, the unity band frequency, the lovely iridescent peace Elohim. Copper ray of communion. Now please hold space. The peace angels are going to be transmitting various energies into the planetary grid and into the collective consciousness grid of the local area. Gaia will be working to repair the ley lines destroyed by explosives in the area. Because, of course, when the bombs go off, it tears up the subtle energy bodies of the Earth as well, which then makes the inhabitants suffer more for lack of the ley line structure there. Now, very gently detach from this nested grid and expand your collective unified field. We're going to settle now around the regional grid, the larger regional grid in the Middle East that includes Iran, Israel, Syria, Lebanon, parts of Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates and the Arab countries along the Persian Gulf. Now settling your collective unified field around that. Stand by for transmissions from the Peace Angels of the Name. Now for the silver ray of grace. The various representatives of the wings of the council will move through to work on healing in the area, as well as Gaia, for all of the subtle energy bodies of the earth destroyed by munitions. Archangel Michael will be giving a special transmission into the area. Please hold space for that transmission. You may feel it as an excitation in your fields. Bright, hot, pink, fuchsia ray of unity, mixed with the copper of communion. Now Michael will bring the legions of Michael through. You may again feel it as an excitation in your fields or like a door opening. There are a lot of confused souls milling around areas of military attacks that don't know they're dead, and so the legions of Michael go to bring him home. Gaia will be working with those nature spirits that are confused about where to go. Because that also happens to nature spirits sometimes, if it's a very traumatic death. Now stand by for, these are seventh dimensional beings. You're going to work with the karmic matrix of the land base itself, and you may go very floaty with this one. So try to maintain connection to your body for this, please. We remove as much of the karmic matrix as we can, because the less of it there is, the less energy those who wish to promote war will have to support their warlike projects, because a lot of it is being generated by the karma of the region. And so if those patterns are not there, there's not going to be so much impetus to fight. And if there is impetus to fight, there just won't be the energy to support it to the same level. There's a fair amount of the karma there that has to be worked through in the normal way of events, but if we clear the excess matrix that we can clear, it should make it easier. And now, as unlikely as it may seem, stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine joy. so that people don't forget the purposes of life in the midst of what they're experiencing. Very good. Stand by for a transmission of the energy of divine love. Now the legions of Michael will withdraw, and the peace angels of the name will replace them. They are going to lay some energetic matrix in this region to take the place of that which has been removed. And we call upon the Zaor continuum now. You feel a little buzzy as they come through. We're going to have them go work on the electronics in the region to keep them from getting people into too much trouble. Karmically speaking. And while they're coming through, they're going to recalibrate all your EM fields, which have been under quite a bit of stress with all the solar flares that have been happening in the last 14 days. So a little present from the Zaor to all of us. Now, holding your collective unified field around this area, we want you to concentrate on feeling it influence every single being in this area to unify their fields, to prepare for a descension of their own spirits. We're going to hold it for a few minutes. And now very gently start to rise from around the regional Middle East grid. And as you rise, expand. Expand in all directions, moving up to the North Pole now. Expanding the unified field to enclose the Earth in the unified field. Merging with the tripartite layers of the collective consciousness grids in their totality. Stand by for energy transmissions into the collective consciousness. You'll see that it'll be like there, if you are visual at all, it's like dark clouds clumping in areas of the collective consciousness grid. As the collective unified field goes around them and brings in that higher vibration, they start to fade. Not completely, but they fade a little bit. They get a little smaller. They get pushed back a little further. We can't take them out completely, but we can soften them. There, stand by for a transmission of the beautiful bright fuchsia unity band ray, threaded through with the glittering copper of communion. Good. Now, there will be transmissions from the central sun through our sun. These transmissions come in the form of rays of energy that contain the languages of light, much as the angelic groups have been communicating into the collective consciousness, but this is amplified by support from Galactic Central. Galactic Central has something to say. Let's hold our unified field and receive what they have to give us now, please. There are celestial beings that are going to help stabilize your fields, your body, and the earth itself with the energies coming in. It's going to feel very gentle, as opposed to some of the other energies that have come through. Okay. Many of you may feel your bodies tingle with this galactic transmissions because you hold within your six-dimensional genetic template many experiences from cycles spent on other planets in the galaxy. You may hear tones, see light, geometry, color. These are very high-level light language transmissions, and your body can feel a little overwhelmed with it. If it does, just take a deep breath, call on the silver ray, with ever-expanding capacity, ease, and grace. Now a transmission from Peace Elohim. Kind of like the sugar that helps the medicine go down. There's some very high level directives to the collective from these. A lot of things are probably going to be happening in the next several weeks because of this transmission. It's going to activate some of people's sleeper cells, so to speak, the ones that are waiting for the right triggering to start their parts of the project. It's all part of galactic timing, too. Because while we feel very isolated and separated, the Galactic Federation does know about the solar system of Earth and about the people here and is keeping an eye on things. Various solar systems have had to deal with this latest cycle of going through this part of the galactic plane, the ones that are close to us. And so their wisdom is being sent to us to help stabilize things as we go through it again, through this belt of debris that Earth and the solar system cycle through every 30,000 years or so. And hold space for a transmission of divine love from Galactic Center. Feel the love of the galactic family. Their encouragement and their support for our growth, for our evolution, for our apotheosis, ultimately, eventually. Right, the transmission fading and now ending. Whew. Now you may hang out in this collective joy around the earth as long as you wish, or you may gently detach your unified field from the others and separate your fields to come back into the room. That is up to you. And I will end the mute button in case there are any questions. Whoa, that was a lot today. They were really pulling out the big guns today. Wow.
Wow.
They cared enough to send the very best. Very good, yeah. Somebody remembered that old commercial, I see.
I sure do.
Well, we carried enough to send the very best, too. We sent ourselves. And here we are in service. There's going to be a lot of challenges coming ahead, but we have support. We have the inner resources, but most of all, we have the vision. And cultivating that vision is going to be very important in the days and weeks ahead, because there has to be an alternative to the vision that is currently being offered to the people of Earth, which is not probably a vision that any of you want to embrace. So if you don't want to embrace their vision, you must strongly project your own collective vision of an alternative. And again, if that is patterned in the collective consciousness of the Earth, people will take it up. People will start to live it. And that will be the counter to the vision that the autocrats of your world have for you. So.
And is that done by thinking and projecting the various rays into the consciousness grid of the Earth?
It takes keeping your fields clean and letting your essence do what it needs to do. You don't have to intentionally do anything. I mean, of course, it helps if you do those visualizations. It helps you, and it helps the work that you're doing. But simply by holding the unified field and maintaining that connection to your spiritual body and keeping the area clear at the hollow of your throat where your projector, your divine purpose crystal projector is, your essence will manage that. Because it is beyond the scope of what the ego can do to handle it. However, if you want to add the ego support with your visualizations of light and love and the different rays, that is always beneficial and never amiss. But it is not required. In truth, nothing is actually required of any of you. However, if you choose to help, we are grateful.
It sure is sweet when we show up together.
Absolutely.
It doesn't feel like there's anything better to do right now than this.
No, we might as well. I mean, we have to hold the higher vision, guys, because there's a very low vibration version of the vision of the future of this world. And that is no world that any of us care to live in. Anybody. So we've been working on this collective vision for this transition to a different type of civilization on Earth for a while. It's part of our social engineering projects over lifetimes. Now it's time for some of that work to come out. And so the best thing we can do is to remain a clear conduit through dimensions for that higher vision that we've constructed to be clearly transmitted to the consciousness matrix here on Earth. And we don't have to know what that vision is exactly. We have a piece of it. It's probably beyond human language anyway. But what it does, it's about joy on Earth. It's about experiencing the joy of unity of spirit on Earth all the time. Because, and that's really all you need. Anything else that you might want will stem from that quite easily.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Thank you, Susanna.
Remember to go see in 2 weeks is Ella and Roxy's Uraeus group meeting, too, if you want to do some more this month. There's always more to do.
Yes, please join us. We're delighted to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.